Aircheckdownloads.com.
If your speaker's smart, the smart thing to do is ask it to play Radio 1.
This is
Early Breakfast
with Milo and Rosie.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Sonny Federa and Some Days on Radio 1. Shall we do it then?
Radio.
So, I guess that I better introduce us. Yeah. We are Milo and Rosie, two best mates from Yorkshire.
Yeah. And we're very excited because this is our first ever show on Radio 1 today.
Yeah, we love what you've done with the place. It's lovely.
Yeah, we've taken our shoes off so that we don't mucky the carpet. let's crack on. Max Dean kicks us off. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Lowly Young. And One Thing. 5:10 on a Friday morning. This is Radio 1. We are Milo and Rosie.
Radio 1.
I'd like to say this morning's got off to a really good start, but it hasn't.
First show on Radio 1 and all that. We came yesterday to prepare a day early.
And like with any first day at any job, you get a pass, don't you? And you have to guard it with your life because that pass can get you into the building. You can see where we're going with it.
So at 4 o'clock in the morning, obviously there's no one else here.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking over to the studio.
Excited.
Yeah.
And then, well, let me just ask you.
Yeah.
What didn't you bring today?
I had two bags, right? I had one bag with all the stuff in, including the pass, including some headphones, everything that we'd need for the show today.
So what didn't you bring today?
That bag. And I didn't bring my pass. Couldn't get in.
What did you bring to BBC Radio 1?
The other bag, which had my toothbrush and my pyjama shorts in it. You're welcome. Gaga and Abracadabra on Radio 1. Good morning, it's 5:20. We are Milo and Rosie.
So as you heard, we're best mates. Mm. And what you normally do before you start a new job is you normally take your holidays then, don't you?
We normally holiday together.
We do, because we've been best mates for years. However, this time, we decided to go it alone. And I need to bring something up with you.
About my holiday?
About your holiday, because I saw something on your Insta story that I was shocked and appalled at.
Well, why would you bring it up now?
In front of all our new friends. Because, Milo, I'm going to let you explain the game that we play as friends. And that game is Tops Off Bingo.
Okay. There is a game. It's called Tops Off Bingo, and we play it because we think that
during the summer,
In our world, we don't want people walking around without tops on. I think it lowers the class.
There are rules with Tops Off Bingo. If you, on a hot day, you're in your back garden, and it is a private setting, that is fine.
Fine. Same again with in a park.
Laying down only. Not stood up. However, you can't walk around a town or city centre with your top off, especially if it's tucked into your jeans. It's frowned upon, people.
Put a top on, it's chavvying off, right?
So, now you can see where I'm going with this. What did I say on your Insta story when you were holidaying without me?
I was DJing without a top on.
It was disgusting.
It was very warm. It was very warm. There was no air conditioning. Can I just say that?
Who did you think you were?
Well, earlier on, right, in the week, I did see Drake. He actually posted a selfie on Instagram without his top on. So if Drake can do it, why can't Milo?
Yeah, a lot of the internet were comparing Drake to Action Man, and I can only compare you to a deflated airbird.
Right, Wonder Horse now. The Rope. On Radio 1.
I was talking to Johnny.
Aircheckdownloads.com.